Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Home or away, catch all the MLB action this season with live and on-demand content across all your devices. Enjoy MLB Big Inning, select pregame and postgame coverage, and an expanded library of highlights and content. Never miss a moment of the action with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv. Blackout and other restrictions apply.
Now you can enjoy MLB Play, the one app with all your favorite free MLB games. Enjoy Beat the Streak, Quick Pick, and more. Enjoy competing against friends. Enjoy unlocking exclusive rewards. Plus, your chance to win $5.6 million. Download MLB Play. Enjoy the app. Enjoy the show. MLB Play. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older to enter Beat the Streak, which ends at the conclusion of the MLB regular season or when the grand prize is won. Restrictions apply. See MLB.com/play for official rules.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked in to the JR Sport Brief show. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home in a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Okay, I can and will be here with you for the next 3 hours. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. Are you in California? Great. Are you here in Atlanta, Georgia with me? Great. New York? Terrific. Boston? WEEI? New England? Oh, busy as hell up there. We're going to talk about Ime Udoka in a little bit. Shout out to my friends in Florida, Texas, Houston, and Chicago, Milwaukee, Boise, Seattle, Arizona. I can go on and on, but I'm going to stop. Thank you to producer Carlos Ortiz. He's here with me and you tonight. And how about this? And by the way, of course, there's a lot to discuss tonight. We're going to get into some NFL football this upcoming Sunday. What else is new? This is what happens in this time of year. In a few minutes, and I just told you, all my friends up in New England, if you haven't heard from the Boston Celtics ownership and management group, we're going to share with you what they had to say about Ime Udoka. And not momentarily, just a few minutes ago, less than 3 minutes ago, Albert Pujols, he hit home run number 699 in Los Angeles. A two-run shot by Albert Pujols out the left field, an absolute bomb. St. Louis leads 2-0, the top of the third. And as we sat here in the commercial break, I was having a conversation with producer Carlos about Albert Pujols. He struck out swinging in his first at-bat. And then he fouled the ball off. And I told Carlos, I said, listen, Albert Pujols, he's over here wobbling. Like, even watching him walk is, he got a little bit of a limp. And then sure enough, he walked into the batter's box and he delivered a bomb. This was Albert Pujols. This was his first home run since last Friday. It's his fifth home run here for the month of September. He hit 8 bombs in August. He now has 20 home runs on the season. And we know this is Albert Pujols. This is his farewell. And so he is now one home run away from joining the 700 club. And no, not the one that comes on Sunday mornings and they ask you for your money. The 700 club that includes Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, and Barry Bonds. Absolutely amazing here. And he has some time, man. It's about a week and a half left of games. Albert Pujols has time to get to 700. And if there's one bad thing about it, Albert Pujols just hit this home run on Apple TV. And Apple TV has been in the news a lot recently over the past week, especially as Aaron Judge has also been on his way to creating history as he looks to become the man who hit the most home runs ever in the American League. He is one home run away from tying Roger Maris at 61. Aaron Judge did not do that tonight. No home runs by Aaron Judge. Struck out a couple times. He went 1-for-4. He still has a batting average of .315, and he did not homer. And so everybody can relax at least for one more day. No home run by Aaron Judge. He'll be back at it tomorrow, 1 p.m. But Albert Pujols, he delivered on his end. Thank you, Albert Pujols. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And now is the time where things get a little funky. We're going to get into Kenny Pickett. We're going to talk about Tom Brady's hand. We'll talk about the normal dysfunction of the Cowboys. We'll talk about Justin Herbert and his rib cartilage. We will get there. But it's crazy in the world of the NBA. The week started off with Robert Sarver deciding that he is going to unload the Phoenix Suns and the Phoenix Mercury, that his behavior over the past 20 years has put him in a position where it's best for me and everyone involved to leave. Well, good riddance, Robert Sarver. But ain't nobody talking about that no more. It's all about Ime Udoka, the man who, I guess, I don't know if we can call him the guy who was the head coach. He is the head coach. He just so happens to be suspended by the Boston Celtics, and we don't know if he's going to return. We know it's not going to be this season. Based on what has happened, it doesn't appear that it will actually be ever. It was right here, Wednesday night, where the news came down the pipe, and it was very vague, and it kind of still is vague, that Ime Udoka was about to be punished for violating just workplace protocol. It was an hour later that we found out that he had a sexual relationship with a female staffer. It was initially reported that this relationship was consensual. Well, it was yesterday that we found out, yesterday evening, that Ime Udoka would be suspended for the entire season. People don't know all the details, and they said, wow, this is pretty egregious, suspending him for an entire year, but none of us know the details. And then today, we had a press conference by the Boston Celtics. Wick Grusbeck, or Grossbeck, excuse me, Gross, man, I don't have his money. He's not giving me any, so there you go. He's the owner of the Celtics. He sat down with someone who I am very familiar with. His name is Brad Stevens. He's the president of the Boston Celtics. He was elevated to president of the Celtics when Danny Ainge decided, I ain't doing this here no more. And so today they had to sit in front of the media and explain their reasons as to why Ime Udoka has been A, suspended, and then B, why hasn't he been fired? And then we know there's just been rampant speculation over the past 24, 48 hours as to who is on the other end of this relationship with Ime Udoka. We'll get to this as well. His partner, Nia Long, famous actress, she even released a statement. But before we do anything, Wick Grossbeck, this is what he had to say earlier today about Udoka's situation.
I can say that we, as soon as we learned there was a potential situation, we immediately brought in a respected law firm to conduct a thorough investigation, an impartial investigation. And they took some time. And we actually concluded that investigation with a report 2 days ago. So that's the reason for the timing here. There were leaks, by the way, around that time. Obviously, we would have nothing to do with that and nothing to gain from that and any insinuation about the leaks. We don't know where they come from. They're part of the NBA, as we all know, in this room. But it's really unfortunate. And it's unfortunate also that female staff members of the Celtics have been dragged into the public eye unwillingly and inappropriately, and we take a strong stand against that and just regret it for them. It's really, really unfortunate and not necessary.
Yeah. Well, it didn't just stop there. Brad Stevens, I told you, he chose Ime Udoka to lead the squad. And we know this. He led the squad, Udoka did, to the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics, they didn't have that hot of a start. They were, what, 18-21? They were able to turn things around at the turn of the calendar year here in 2022, and they ran straight to the finals. And so in that regards, this team in the first season under Ime Udoka, they were a success. Brad Stevens, he selected the right guy for the job. Today when he spoke, he said that Udoka was vetted. Everything that you would hear was all glowing. And that this situation just, it evolved. This is what Brad Stevens had to say.
You know, reiterate that it was a long, thorough process, and you know, obviously it's been a hard time. But I think, you know, the only thing that I would like to say is that I thought, and Wick mentioned it already, I thought, you know, we have a lot of talented women in our organization, and I thought yesterday was really hard on them. And I think that, you know, nobody can control Twitter speculation and rampant bull. But I do think that we, as an organization, have a responsibility to make sure we're there to support them now, because a lot of people were dragged unfairly into that.
Oh, yeah, come on, man. This is... people were on Twitter going through the entire staff directory, just putting people and throwing them underneath the bus. Brad Stevens said that they had meetings as an organization to, you know, just kind of talk through and with their members and their female members of the team and the organization to be supportive of them. And this all is a disaster. And just like everything else in the world right now, because of social media and technology, everyone has an opinion. People are throwing out jokes, and people are being wild, and people are focusing on every element and aspect of this. Well, why did the Celtics leak this? It's like, hey, I don't know. Are we sure that they did? Someone in the organization obviously leaked it, probably. What do you think happened? Oh, the Celtics management sat down and had a meeting and said, oh, let's text Shams and let him know. And people go rogue. There's no guarantee that they leaked it. At the same time, there's even been conversations about, oh, the Boston Celtics have done their own female employees a disservice. The Boston Celtics let their employees just hang out to dry. There are people who say, well, what the hell are you suspending Ime Udoka for instead of just firing him? This is almost a situation where you can't win. So what, at the end of the year, if the Celtics have a lot of success, do you bring back Udoka? Probably not. And if they stink, you going to bring him back then either? This is all brand new. And when I say brand new, no, not people sleeping around, not at all. People do that every day in so many capacities. But this is brand new in this time, this date, this era, this space where technology and having a shout box and people being able to pick up a phone and share their thoughts, whether informed or misinformed. This is the world that we live in. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has to share. And unfortunately, a lot of those opinions shape the thoughts of others. It stinks, especially if the opinions being shared are not informed. And so amongst all the controversies, there were a lot of people who felt that Ime Udoka should not have been suspended an entire year. Shams came out from his initial report, and he changed things up. he initially said that the relationship was consensual. The Celtics say that they found out about this situation over the summertime. Shams also then said that maybe this relationship was not consensual. And that Ime Udoka seemingly was the one who at some point in time, maybe it started off as consensual, but things certainly changed. And so we didn't get word from the Celtics whether or not this moved into a space of harassment. They did not get into details, and you can trust and believe that the details are all likely to come out. Former NBA player, analyst, host of the All the Smoke podcast and ESPN, Matt Barnes, he's had his set of drama. You might recall it was only, I don't know, 5-6 years ago that a former teammate and NBA player in Derek Fisher was dating his ex-wife, hanging out with his kids. And Matt Barnes didn't know him. You've probably heard the stories of Matt Barnes driving to his house to try to beat up Derek Fisher. Yeah, it's just made for television, right? And so Matt Barnes was one of the individuals who didn't find it fair initially that Ime Udoka was suspended for a year. And so Matt Barnes went on social media and he let everyone know he didn't find it fair. He said that relationships and situations like this are all commonplace, and for him, Udoka, to be suspended the same amount of time as Robert Sarver initially was is ridiculous. But then today, Matt Barnes, he retracted his own statement. Matt Barnes went on social media and he posted a video, and this is what he had to say.
They won't come out and say it, and since I'm a part of the media now and I try not to be like everyone else, I try to, you know, report and talk with facts and honesty. And I clearly have to say, last night, without knowing all the facts, I spoke on Ime Udoka's defense. And after finding out the facts, after I spoke, I erased what I posted, because this situation in Boston is deep, it's messy, it's 100 times uglier than any of us thought. And that's why I erased what I said. Some things happened that I can't condone, I can't back, and it's not my place to tell you what happened. If it ends up coming out, it ends up coming out. But that was the reason why I erased my post last night, because after I posted it, I got a call from someone who had all the details, and it's deep. So, man, praying for everybody involved. You know, hope everyone gets through this.
We got to pray for everybody involved. I mean, to even think about what has taken place, it's kind of crazy. And we have no idea. But while everybody runs around and says, why did the Celtics release this? While people go on and say the penalty was too harsh. While people run around and say, oh no, why did he get a year? Why didn't they just fire him? People are looking at the wrong thing. The man has a contract. Like, it's just very simple to me. It's very simple and straightforward. Ime Udoka has a contract. Ime Udoka signed on the dotted line. He works for a major company. He's a public figure, a major one at that. These are the type of things, unfortunately, that happen. No, not sleeping with somebody, but your personal business becoming very public because you're a public figure. I'm not going to blame the Celtics. There's no handbook for this. I'm not going to blame any other woman. I don't care who the woman is. I could care less. I could care less really about the situation outside of it's in the news. It's something that I have to talk about. It's something of interest. It's affecting a basketball team. I should be talking about Grant Williams and his knee surgery, but here I am. if you want to look at anybody, it's not the Celtics and how they handled the situation. It's not who is the woman and what happens with her. Don't care, doesn't matter. It's the guy who has the power in the scenario, in the situation. It's the guy who screwed this whole thing up. Ime Udoka, he did it. And he put out a statement and he said sorry to everybody. But point the finger at him. We wouldn't be here in this scenario with this situation, with everybody else having to make difficult and tough decisions, if he just did what most people in positions of power, you know, they try to do, or at least they tell you this in a corporate setting. Like, don't have a relationship with the help. Don't screw the help, because it can actually hurt in the long run. A lot of people have been hurt. Ime Udoka didn't have to put out an apology because he was, you know, made one mistake and hurt one person. He hurt the organization. He hurt whoever the woman involved in this is. He hurt the fans. He hurt his players. And then, and more importantly, he hurt his partner, Nia Long. Nia Long, her representative said, "The outpouring of love and support from family, friends, and community during this difficult time means so much to me. I ask my privacy be respected as I process the recent events. Above all, I'm a mother, and I will continue to focus on my children." TMZ also reporting that she did not know about this until the past several days, when obviously the Celtics knew about this for months. We can all point the finger at this person and that group and this one. Point the finger at Ime Udoka and keep it moving. He's the one to blame. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Ime isn't the only one in the news. We're going to talk about Brett Favre on the other side as well. He's been bubbling on social media for something that he allegedly did.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, first of all, you know, I just want to start off by saying I respect you a lot, and I love your show and everything that you do. So just wanted to say mad love and love everything that you do.
Oh, man. Hey, Carlos, what do they say? If a tree falls in the forest? Well, I'm screwing the thing up, but you know what the hell I'm saying, right?
Yeah, if a tree falls in the forest and no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound?
Yeah, boom. Carlos is amazing. We just had a major tree fall, and people are going to hear about it. This is a beautiful thing. A few minutes ago before the break, we talked about Ime Udoka and the Boston Celtics. I told you I'd fill you in on Brett Favre, and I still will do that. But we got to hit you with some good news. How about this? Albert Pujols. Seconds ago, he just joined the 700 home run club. Two home runs tonight for Albert Pujols. He just hit his 700th in the top of the fourth inning, a three-run bomb, number 700. And the Yeah, it was a whole lot, hell of a louder than that. In the third inning, Albert Pujols went out there, and he had a two-run bomb. That was number 699. And so with home run number 700, Albert Pujols, elite company. Elite company. Only the fourth man in Major League Baseball history to hit 700. Barry Bonds leads the way with 762. Hammer and Hank, 755. Babe Ruth, 714 home runs. And tonight, At 42 years old, Albert Pujols joins that club at 700. He has accounted for every run on the board tonight. The Cardinals lead the Dodgers 5-0. Number 699, a two-run shot. Number 700, a three-run shot. And Albert Pujols, Mr. Nice Guy, I couldn't think of a better individual to hit 700. Someone who's carried himself with class his entire career, someone who's been a Superman on and off the field, and someone who you will not hear a negative word uttered by anyone who's ever been in his vicinity. He's also now the second player behind Hank Aaron with 3,000 hits and 700 home runs. Albert Pujols, that was his 3,377th hit. I remember watching this man come up. The machine. And that's exactly what he's been. He took that massive contract from the Angels. Didn't turn out the way he wanted to. Wasn't the same player. But you want to talk about being able to bookend a career. Albert Pujols is going out with a bang. And he made it clear, very, very clear, a few weeks ago. Listen, folks, I don't care if I get to 700 or 699 or if I, it doesn't matter. This is my last stop. This is my final year. And I'm going to walk away regardless. The only thing that he can do besides this is walk away with a World Series championship if the Cardinals get it done. Albert Pujols looked like he was cooling off just a little bit. 8 home runs in August, 4 in September heading into tonight. Well, Albert Pujols is hot again. 2 bombs tonight. The Cardinals lead 5-0, and Albert Pujols makes history. 700 home runs, only the 4th man in Major League Baseball history to do it. Good on him. One of the good guys in Major League Baseball. Amazing athlete, amazing ball player. And man, it's good to see the good guys come out on top every now and then. I'm going to open up the phone lines. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Albert Pujols, 700 career bombs. I'm going to take your calls on the other side, and I want to paint you the picture as to what is taking place at Dodger Stadium. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Well, history has been made tonight in Major League Baseball, and not Aaron Judge. No, he did not tie Roger Maris for 61 home runs. He does not tie for the American League single season mark. He got a single, though. We got to wait for number 61 from Aaron Judge. But what we did get moments ago was home run number 700 by Albert Pujols. A 3-run bomb in the 4th inning as the Cardinals took a 5-0 lead in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. And that's not all. Albert Pujols came into this game with 698. Yes, the inning before, the 3rd inning, he hit 699, a 2-run shot. So he hit 299, or excuse me, he hit 699 with a 2-run home run. And then the following inning, Albert Pujols hits a 3-run home run for home run number 700. And he's in exclusive space now. Ruth, Hank Aaron, and Barry Bonds. Only the fourth player ever to hit 700 bombs. Good for Albert Pujols. This game is taking place on Apple TV, so I don't know how many people are watching it. Now, having said that, the people who are in attendance at Dodger Stadium, is Adrian Beltre is there. Yes, surprisingly, Adrian Beltre is not playing baseball. I know it looked like he was going to play until he was 100. And then Dave Winfield is front and center. He's getting a lot of TV time as well. And so very classy move by the Dodgers. You saw images of Mookie Betts giving a round of applause. Dave Roberts, manager of the Dodgers, he certainly didn't look happy with the home run. Of course he's not. But he respected what took place because it's Albert Pujols. And let's see what he does. We still have more baseball to play, not just for tonight with Albert Pujols, as this game is in the top of the fifth inning. He got more than a week to put a couple more home runs on the board. And so something tells me that Albert Pujols, who has been on absolute fire in the second half of the season, he might not be done. Let's see what he can do. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Alan is here from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Alan?
Yeah, this year, Albert's he's had a bit of a renaissance, a second wind, have you? But the last 5 years, maybe 6 years, he's been struggling. Before that, he was he's been reduced to part-time player. And, you know, not as bad as Miguel Cabrera, but bad enough. You know, Miguel Cabrera is completely shot, completely washed up. But, you know, he should have passed Henry Aaron if he had have kept up the momentum that he had in St. Louis. He would have passed, you know. He's just, I'm glad he got the 700 because I like this guy. He's a class individual, you know, a class act. But, you know, I've been disappointed with him. I don't know how you feel, but the last 5 years, I've been disappointed at him. And there's no way he's going to be going to St. Louis if they didn't adopt the DH. He's not going to be a full-time first baseman, you know. So it's I'm glad he did it, but you're overlooking the fact that he's been struggling the last 5 years.
What am I overlooking? He hit 700 home runs. I'm not breaking down every one of his seasons. I actually mentioned out of my own mouth, because that's how it would be mentioned, the fact that he had an amazing career to start off with St. Louis. And I said when he signed his deal to go out to Los Angeles, it was a little bit of night and day as injuries took over. That came out of my mouth, Alan.
I personally am disappointed. You're not, but and a lot of people aren't. Most people aren't, but I personally am disappointed because I think he should have beaten Hank Aaron's record if he would have kept up the momentum.
Well, what does he owe you money on the side as well?
No.
Okay, I'm just a little confused why you're telling me I'm over. What am I overlooking? He's old.
The fact that he's struggling the last 5 years.
So what is that?
Stepping to the finish line. That's what you're overlooking.
What does that have to do with his accomplishment tonight?
Nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing. Okay, yeah, I told you I'm happy that he got the 700.
Yeah.
And I'm most happy that he passed A-Rod. I can't stand A-Rod, and I'm most happy
that
he
passed
him. So it's,
okay, well, we agree on that one. Thank you, Alan, for calling from Toronto. I mean, well, damn. What are we supposed to, how am I overlooking Pujols? Yeah, he stunk the past few years. I mean, Pujols had to put on a Dodgers jersey. He exited from Anaheim. It's just, it's not fun. I told you tonight, I was here with producer Carlos. I'm looking at Albert Pujols in the break, and he fouled the ball off, and right before he hit number 699, it's just like, whoa, Albert Pujols is limping around like he could barely walk, like he's ancient, because he is. And then he hits the home run. You don't need to do a whole lot of walking to be a gigantic man to hit home runs. And so this is not a breakdown of Albert Pujols and being old. We know he's old. We know he has struggled over the past several seasons. Well, damn it, he's going out with a bang. You got to love it. Mike is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Thank you much. The last baseball player I remember having a career resurgence like this was Roger Clemens after he stunk for a couple years with ERAs over four. Then somehow he got really good. I wish I could appreciate Albert's accomplishment here, but maybe I'm just too cynical. I can't believe anything anymore.
So why do you watch?
I don't. I'm listening to you. I don't watch Albert.
So why do you feel so compelled to comment on something that you're not interested in?
Because it used to be my favorite sport of all. I grew up with it, and it doesn't have that meaning to me anymore, unfortunately, and it's really sad.
Well, that
stinks, should be a
man.
Time of celebration. It's a time of sadness as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, well, you just sound like a sad individual, Mike. I mean, well, damn. You were supposed to be celebrating what took place with Albert Pujols, not being sad. What did we do? We ended up with the sad brigade? This is like clowns, well, I guess. Some people like clowns, and then other people get freaked out by them. We had Alan from Toronto who said, oh, I'm happy that he broke the record or went past or hit 700 tonight, but he sucked the past few years. Like, yeah, we know. And then we got this guy who says, I don't like baseball, but I'm listening to you. And, I used to like it. And Albert Pujols, I can't believe that he did anything clean. I mean, there's a better example than Roger Clemens who threw a baseball. There was it was Barry Bonds, okay? And Barry Bonds was using a little bit of the juice. He said he didn't know it was the juice, though. And so is that where we're at with baseball? Everybody who breaks a record right now is a cheater. They're using performance-enhancing drugs and a masking agent. Is that where we're at? You would look at Albert Pujols in his career arc. You didn't have to listen anymore to just Alan from Toronto. Alan just told you how bad Pujols has been the past few years. Surgeries and team swapping, and now he's back where it all started. There was no massive surge from Albert Pujols. Albert Pujols didn't go to the Angels and stink for a few years and then turn it up to a historic level. He didn't. He's been able to play a very, very long time, 22 years in the league. What evidence do you have that Albert Pujols cheated? Anybody? Anybody got anything? No? Okay. This is almost like Aaron Judge. For the life of me. Okay, fine. You want to be cynical. You don't want to believe anything. I've been asking this all week now. A couple of people want to call me up. Hey, Aaron Judge. I think Aaron Judge is using. And I go, okay, based on what? No, other guys were cheating. That's the best you got? It's not that he's, I don't know, built like a defensive end. It's not that he is actually probably bigger than a lot of defensive ends. That he's 6'7", 275, 280 pounds. That doesn't have anything to do with the ball leaving the yard. I mean, listen. Baseball gives a lot of people reason not to like it. Baseball has created a lot of problems for itself. And so what are we going to do? Never believe anything? They've been testing for performance-enhancing drugs since 2003. It's 2022. If Albert Pujols was going to get popped by now, then he would have got popped. I would think Aaron Judge, unless he's using super drugs somewhere, he would have got. And it's unfortunate that two of the guys who seemingly come across just through their community service and their work, and the fact that there has been no inklings or reason that baseball has muddied this so much that you can't even be happy about it. I'm thrilled for Albert Pujols. I remember when the guy came up, the machine was the accurate description, and it was a great nickname. There should be no reason a guy can play a full season and bat, I don't know, 350 with 45 home runs and 140 RBIs and do it every year like it's nothing. So what's the shock or surprise that he has 700? If you're cynical, if you don't believe baseball is real, if you think everybody accomplishing anything is a cheater, then yeah, you're right. Don't watch. Well, don't complain either. Stick to the NFL. Watch the Boston Celtics. See what they can do. But for tonight, and how about this for the future as well? Whether it's Albert Pujols or whether it's Aaron Judge, until someone comes out with concrete evidence, chill out. Enjoy the history that's taking place, or just ignore it. It's not that difficult. A lot of people are doing that anyway. Damn, people feel one way about baseball or another. No in between. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Albert Pujols at 700 home runs. Aaron Judge is sitting on 60 for this season. And when we come back, we are going to talk some football. I'm going to take a look at some of the upcoming games, and I really want to highlight this one coming up. Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady are going to be on the same field. Not as often as you think. We'll talk about this game coming up this Sunday afternoon. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Home or away, catch all the MLB action this season with live and on-demand content across all your devices. Enjoy MLB Big Inning, select pregame and postgame coverage, and an expanded library of highlights and content. Never miss a moment of the action with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply.
I'm Mandy Bell.
And I'm Sarah Langs.
We're reporters for MLB.com, and our new podcast, Fielding Questions, will explain why baseball players are so superstitious, what separates the best ballparks from the rest, and all those other things you always wanted to know about baseball. You know, the greatest sport in the world.
You can subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the action on the field and in the dugout with Season 2 of Play Loud. Follow some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor in the field and catch all the hilarious conversations between players off the field with unprecedented access. Watch episodes of Play Loud at youtube.com/MLB. Play Loud brings you baseball like you've never seen before.
Chris, pro sandwich artist, amateur spokesperson, rolling!
New Subway delivery. Order only on the Subway app and get special deals. Like $0 delivery fee.
Chris, are you ordering on the Subway app right now?
Maybe?
Ooh, could I get in on that? Eat fresh, refresh. From the top, please. Freshly prepared for your order. Limited time at participating shops. Terms, taxes, and other fees still apply. Cut!